is Rebecca Schissel Marshall with Whole Body Upgrade, a podcast to help you get unstuck, feel better, and have more energy. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. I'm so glad to be with you here today, and I want to begin by welcoming in the directions. I welcome in the great direction of the East and that healing new birth energy of the spring. I welcome in the direction of the South and the fiery passion of the summer. And I welcome in the direction of the West, the transformation of water and movement, and the direction of the North, the great direction of guides. I welcome the direction that is above, that is below, and all those directions that are within. I call in all of the elements of air and fire, water and earth, and I welcome in the well ancestors that have lived well and died well, and all of our helping and compassionate spirits of the light. And acknowledging that I'm on the land of the Creek and the Cherokee in what is now known as Athens, Georgia. So when this is released, it's going to be March 1st, and I am actually a little taken aback that it is March already, and this is actually what spring is usually like for me. There's a lot of things going on in a lot of different places in spring, and it just is very full. So how are you? I hope you're doing well. I'm actually doing amazing, even though I'm busy. I have so much goodness in my life. I am sometimes in awe of what is available. If you ever watch my Instagram reels, you know how much I love ceremony and how it's so healing for me. It's such a powerful part of my practice for myself and with my clients. A great example of the power of ceremony for me is happened today, actually, and that's what I want to talk to you about. I have this issue, a couple of different issues actually in my life that I've been wrestling with, and I noticed that my mind was really giving me a hard time. Usually my medicine for that is to go to the woods and run. I love running in the woods. It is so amazing. So I went to the woods today, and usually as I'm there and I'm listening to the trees and I'm moving my body, and I always meditate with the creek and the deer, and that just wasn't doing it. My mind was running in circles around itself and chewing on this issue, one particular issue, over and over and over again. And really, it is so not helpful. It was not serving me. It was not getting me anywhere. And my body, like I could just feel the energy in my body of my mind ruminating. So as the morning progressed, it occurred to me that I could do a ceremony for surrender. I could surrender my challenges to the creek, to my guides, that I could do a ceremony that would help just give me some space. And it was so interesting because even before I gathered what I needed to do the ceremony, I had this palpable feeling of relief in my body. And I felt like a weight had been removed. My small self didn't have to figure out the answer to this problem anymore. My mind, that critical mind, the part of me, not the part of me that's connected with all that is, but the small self part of me, my meat self, my body. I could offer it to the guides and surrender the outcome. Surrender is such a powerful tool. In the Yoga Sutras, it's called Ishvara Pranidhana, and basically it means that samadhi, or a state of bliss, is attained with complete devotion with the divine, Ishvara. And I've always just interpreted this as giving everything over to God, everything over to the divine, that it will remove all the sufferings of the mind we have. Complete and total surrender to God. And the way I was taught in yoga teacher training when we went through the Yoga Sutras is that there are all these different ways in the Yoga Sutras, right? That it's like, if you want to reach samadhi, if you want to have some of these clearings that you can have in your life, that you can do this or you can do this and you can do this. And it just lays it out like one right after another. And then it gets to, or you can just totally surrender to the divine. And I remember thinking all those years ago, I thought, well, dang, I'm just going to skip to surrender. I'm just going to do that. Like, why mess around? And it was important in the way that it shaped me. When I live in that place of surrender, then I have flow and trust available. I know when I am surrendering, I know I can feel in my deepest heart, my, I'm going to say true self, right? Capital T, my true self, not my small self, my true self, that it is not mine to figure out, that the divine will support me, that my children are equal to their own experience, and no matter what else is happening, that even if I can't see in this moment what the outcome is, everything will work out for the good of all of those concerned, including myself. Now, surrender is not necessarily the easiest practice. So just a word of warning, I don't always practice it. I really have to remind myself. I have to bring reminders to the forefront as often as possible. Certain books, you know, I love the Yoga Sutras. I love podcasts that will remind me of it. I take courses. I have audio reminders. I have post-it notes. Seriously, my brain does not want me to hang out in the good spaces. And sometimes I just forget for years at a time. My human brain needs a lot of reminders, and that's totally fine. That's what the human brain does. So just in case you think like, oh, I just surrender and I sit on the couch and I don't do anything, surrender isn't a completely hands-off approach. I can see that when I offer my challenges to the divine, right? This is the practice. I offer them to the divine. And it doesn't mean I get to just sit back and do nothing. I can release the mental burden of doing things. And I know that I will be provided with the information I need in order to move forward. So this has been a really important evolution of my belief in surrender, that surrender is often in the form of a prayer to the divine. And Tosha Silver is one of the writers that I just adore. She wrote a book called Outrageous Openness that really shifted my life probably 5 or 6 years ago. And here's a prayer that she has written. It says, "Please show me your divine will in this matter, and send a clear sign that gives the proper direction. And if for some reason I'm about to head the wrong way, please, please stop me." I love that prayer, right? If, you know, show me the next step, show me where I'm supposed to go. And if I'm not supposed to go this direction, if I'm not supposed to take this job, if I'm not supposed to do this thing, please stop me. So the prayer can be as simple as just please show me the next step. And when I have offered that, like it's not mine to figure it out. I don't have to fill up my mind. I am present and available to receive those messages in whatever way they arrive next. Sometimes it's that the information just drops into my mind while I'm walking or in the shower. That's what happened this morning. I think I took a shower and let it go, right? Or sometimes it's in the form of an email that I get, or a Facebook or an Instagram post, or a snippet of a conversation I hear in the grocery store. Robert Moss has a book out called Sidewalk Oracle, and this is one of the tools that he talks about. It's a shamanic divination tool, and I love it. Like, you can just open yourself to messages from the divine in so many ways. It doesn't have to be a burning bush on your back porch, right? There's so many different possibilities. So there are so many ways that my guides are always trying to provide information to me if I'm willing, if I'm open. When my critical mind or my ego are present, then the messages tend to get blocked. When I'm rushing around, the messages get blocked. When I'm trying to figure it out, the messages get blocked. But when I pause, really pause, ask, and get centered and listen, then I can begin to hear the messages that are coming through. So how can you practice surrender? Well, you can write down on a piece of paper what you want to offer to the divine, and you can burn it in a fire. You can just set the intention that it is no longer yours when you write it down. You can rip it up and put it in the garbage. Or you can take a flower and blow into it whatever you're trying to release and throw it into the creek or a lake or an ocean, or just set it down on the ground at a tree, right? Whatever it is that you want to offer, you just set that intention, feel it with your heart. You can say that prayer from Tosha Silver or simply write it down. You can also place a small box or cup or whatever you have on your altar or somewhere sacred and write whatever it is you want to release on slips of paper so that you can offer it to the divine. Or just being present in your heart, divine, I offer this, whatever it is, to you, and offer it with complete and utter love. Surrender is a sacred practice, and one that not only allows your mind to rest, but allows the space for change and for solutions to come through. If your mind is filled with worry, there's no room for love and no room for solutions to appear. If your mind is filled with love, if your mind is filled with this knowing that you can offer this, you don't have to do it all yourself, then solutions do appear. Okay, dear ones, that's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Just as a reminder, if you like this podcast, share it with a friend, rate it, review it. I would love it if you gave this podcast a little bit of love. Okay, I'll talk to you next time. Take good care of yourself. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Whole Body Upgrade. If you'd like to learn more about working with me, you can visit me on Facebook or Instagram or on my website, CenteredYou, that's CenteredYOU.com. See you on the next episode of Whole Body Upgrade.